from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Pittsburgh, we embrace rivalries, okay? We'd love to play Penn State if they would play us. If they won't play us, we'd love to play West Virginia as many times as we can play them. You know, 2 years ago, we got them at home. They got us last year. They're coming back. Our kids couldn't be more excited. They got an idea, really, after 2 years, what a real rivalry game is. I think you need to lose a rivalry game to understand what it means to you. I think you have to lose one to know, okay, I don't ever want to lose a rivalry game again. And I think that's kind of what we go into this game with.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Dickerson, Bostic, Cal's here with you on the Fan Morning Show. And that was Pat from Pittsburgh, Pat Narduzzi, talking about rivalries. Obviously, the Backyard Brawl will be played this year against West Virginia. It will be a home game for Pitt. It will be at Acrisure Stadium. But Penn State came up in that conversation. Make it make sense to me, Pat. This whole back and forth, and Penn State will say it's not a back and forth, it's just a one-sided deal, of course. But this game, potential game, in the game that was played before, and I know Penn State won, three out of the four games.
Yep.
I get it. But doesn't that game being played just make sense? Why is it this tough to make a decision?
It's not, and that's... Listen, I think that there is something, and I have nothing but good things to say about the history of that program, the success they have, the fan base they have. Listen, I don't like them, but it doesn't mean I don't respect them.
Right.
Right? They are a huge part of college football. They got 110,000 people every Saturday. That's amazing. Whether I like them or not is immaterial. Name another state where the two Power 5 teams don't play.
Right. Yes.
And it's just easier, right? I mean, how many Penn State fans live or Penn State graduates live in Allegheny County in western Pennsylvania? How many Pitt graduates, obviously, are in this region that would drive up to State College? And I know that less Penn State or more Penn State fans will come to Acrisure Stadium than Pitt fans will be able to go to Beaver Stadium. But there was a great contingent up there in 2017 and 2019. It's not about, you know, bad blood. It's not about, you know, history's obviously there. They've played a lot of games against each other. You've got a lot of great players that, listen, there were Pitt Penn State golf outings. There were players that roomed together when they were in the pros that shared that rivalry. And then it went away for a long time. And rekindling that's difficult. I think it's about common sense. I think it's about the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. I think it's about what it does regionally. I know they're going to sell out when they play Akron.
Right.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. But how about when you come to Pittsburgh? And how about the Pitt fans that get a chance to come up there and what it does for high school football in this state? Because that still matters. And not to mention the economic impact that, you know, it does for western Pennsylvania when there's a Pitt-Penn State game. I just think from that standpoint, we're doing ourselves a disservice. And we're preventing one of the more long-standing rivalries in college football from being played based over petty nonsense. And that, to me, doesn't make any sense at all.
It doesn't make sense to me that it was It made sense before, you know, back in, you know, even in the 90s, but it doesn't make sense now. Like, what's so different?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, Encyclopedia Britannica stuff that you can go to, right? The Eastern Eight, and Joe Paul wanted this.
Yes.
And, yeah, there's all that stuff. Again, it doesn't, you know, there was Johnny Major's night at the PAA where the Pitt coach and the Penn State coach talked. That was a part of the fabric of Western Pennsylvania. You know, Penn State's in central Pennsylvania. It's 2.5 hours away, 2 hours and 15 minutes away, right? You battle on the recruiting trail. I know you got a Big Ten school. You got an ACC school. But I've always said this, between Pitt, Penn State, West Virginia, your regional rivalries matter. Football is becoming, more so now than ever, a southeastern sport. I don't care what you say. Look at the national champions. Look at the NFL rosters.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a number of reasons that is happening. And I don't think that's a bad thing. But games like Pitt, Penn State, Pitt, West Virginia, West Virginia, Penn State, they keep Northern football relevant.
Yes.
I know the Big Ten's a gauntlet. That's fine and good. But if you're going to play, you know, Auburn in non-conference play, why not play Pitt?
Right. Right.
What's the difference?
I mean, I feel like that they're taking the approach now, and it's like, okay, so Crowley brought this up yesterday. If you have Pitt on your schedule, it doesn't matter if they ruin your season because there's a 12-team playoff now. So, like, that whole argument and discussion is kind of out the window. Like, oh, Pitt could ruin our season, like, if we do lose to them. But I feel like now that argument and discussion is out the window, Penn State looks at it like, okay, now we still have the upper hand. Like, even though you want to play, even though some of our fan base wants to play you, we still have control of it, and we're not going to let you win in this aspect. We're going to schedule Temple. We're going to schedule even West Virginia, and we're just not going to schedule you. And I just don't feel like that's the right approach. And of course, I don't feel like that's the right approach, but this game, it would make too much sense for all three, like you said, to play.
Yeah, I mean, you've got, within a four-hour drive, you've got three Power 5 schools that should play each other. I look at it that way.
Yes.
I just boil it down that way. And certainly from a state perspective, I think it makes sense. Again, I understand the complexities of scheduling, how far out you are, but I've always kind of felt that there's a will, there's a way. I think there's a lot of stakeholders that would like to see this game happen on both sides of the aisle, quite frankly.
Like, could you make this happen? Like, could, you know, the stakeholder, could the people in charge make this happen?
Well, there's been state legislators and governors that have mandated games being played.
Mm-hmm.
I think Iowa, maybe Virginia, that it's if it's not law, it's pretty close to it.
Mm-hmm.
And played that way. And again, I would say that Iowa State needs more help in attendance than Iowa. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm right. I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and say that we have 110,000 people at every home game at Acrisure Stadium. That's not the case. That would be a blatant lie. But again, it's about more than that.
Yeah.
People grew up watching Pitt Penn State on ABC. That game's going to be on national television. Not the Big Ten Network. Not the ACC Network. It's going to be on national television. And it's going to be all the players that played it are going to be talked about. How many rivalries have that, where you've got all these players that come back for that game because they played in it, and they mingle, they co-mingle? Like, that to me is why we're doing, you know, a lot of people a disservice, and particularly, like, we didn't get to play in it.
No.
And how many guys do we know that went to Penn State?
A lot.
You know, and we never got a chance to settle it. You know, the only time we would go back and forth was when, you know, you played a common opponent.
Right.
That was the best. That was the closest thing you had. So again, I don't hold a grudge. It's disappointing, you know. And again, I'm not going to, you know, go as far to say that it doesn't help to have Penn State come to Pittsburgh. It certainly does. But I'm. It's disappointing because I think we're just not doing the game a disservice. And now more than ever, college football doesn't make sense, but games like that do.
Well, I mean, at least there's West Virginia, and Pitt will play West Virginia again. They play them at home, as we said earlier this year. It seems like West Virginia and Pitt, you know, there is obviously bad blood, but it seems like we're aligned on and agree on a lot of things.
Yeah.
That's, like, different than Penn State being in the mix. Penn State's almost looking down at our two schools, and we're just like, all right, well, we'll just play each other and we'll be fine with it, and we'll draw a crowd and we'll have crazy engagement because this is football.
Yeah.
It's the way it's supposed to be played.
I do think there. I mean, again, there's a. I've said this before. I think Pitt and West Virginia need each other. Now more than ever. Again, when you know Penn State obviously is in the driver's seat in the Big Ten. If they were in the SEC, I'd say the same thing. You know, the Big 12 and ACC, obviously, if you just look at the revenue, are not as lucrative as the SEC and Big Ten. But again, fans make rivalries probably, you know, more so than anybody.
I know players are like last.
Players, you know, you show up and play, but
yeah.
it's the combined and communal accumulation of history and moments, right? That's what sports are all about, is sharing moments. Good or bad, and having bragging rights at Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
right. I mean, that stuff matters, man. Families are divided by Penn State, Pitt, and West Virginia, and that stuff is what perpetuates. That's why people come spend money. They come to games. They talk about it. Like that's why we're talking about it.
Yep.
So I love the fact that Pitt and West Virginia are back on track to keep playing, because I'd be lying if I didn't tell you that those are the games I remember most.
Yes,
from my playing days, and certainly. The fans that watched us play in those games remember every play from those games, and ultimately that's what sports is all about. When you've got Penn State, you know, going on the road to Oregon in Big Ten play, which makes about as much sense as nothing.
Nothing. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. On the subject of Pitt football, they report to training camp next Wednesday. We'll get a little breakdown from Pat and what he expects this season, what you can look out for. As Pitt does enter camp next Wednesday. But
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's 9:21. Time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia and see what they can do for you. Dickerson, Bostic, Kallus behind the glass here with you on the Fan Morning Show. Kallus, how you doing? Always got to check in.
Feeling good?
All right, good.
You look great.
Yeah, he does look good.
Looks you know, smart. That haircut looks pretty good there, Pat, I'll tell you.
Thank you.
Yeah, look at you.
I asked Kallus if he'd be interested in watching this a little bit ago, Pat. As you know, the TBT basketball game, obviously Pitt did lose the former players that play in the game, and I think that everybody knows what that game is about. It's a tournament for former college players to get together and play basketball against other colleges to potentially win $1 million. Pretty good engagement. A lot of people, you know, for a game like that did show up at the Peterson Event Center. Would you be interested in watching or even playing in a version of like that, of a version of that, but flag football?
Oh, yeah. That'd be awesome.
They should do that, right?
Yeah, I think they're looking into it because they have soccer. If you go to the tournament, I think is what it is. The tournament, they have the TBT and the TST.
Mm.
Soccer, basketball. I think football would be awesome.
Awesome, right?
7-on-7. Yep. Like, that would be, that'd be legit.
You would be interested in playing? I mean, it's not like you're running around. I mean, you could still spin and I catch with you every game.
I'd be 100% interested in playing. Yeah.
Sweet.
I mean, I think we'd be better off with a Palco or someone like that, but to be honest, but I mean, yeah, hell yeah. That'd be great.
That'd be fun. I think that if that's in the works, I think that that'll be a big hit.
Get Baldwin up here.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, I'm sure Larry could still run a little bit. A
little bit,
yeah,
right?
I'm sure Larry could make some plays.
Mix in some younger guys. So, yeah. Not all of it, you know, some of us are probably going to pull something.
Guys like Devin Street, who played in the league. Yes. He's doing like pickleball or something. He's all over
so
the
he's
place.
In shape.
He's in shape. So, I think like, yeah, I think we'd have a chance. Yeah, that'd be fun, nice. Man. That'd be fun. That'd be fun. Get the sponsors behind it. Get a little money behind it and do it at stadiums. That'd be awesome.
How do you think the actual Pitt football team is going to be this year? I mean, you know, we were just talking offline, and we get people to ask us all the time the question, you know, what is Pitt going to be this year? How are they going to look? What is Cade Bell going to do? Like, if we are a 30,000-foot view and they report on Wednesday and the season's right around the corner, what do we think that this Pitt football team is going to look like heading into the season?
Yeah, I mean, there's just a lot of new, right? There's a lot of change this offseason. Pat Narduzzi, you know, turning over the offensive staff, players going out, players coming in. They want to get back to their winning ways defensively. They're doing it with essentially a bunch of new guys in the front seven. There's some returners, but they lost a lot of returning production to the portal and otherwise. But I think, you know, by and large, they play good enough defense to win. Certainly more games than they won last year. And it's brand new on offense. I mean, it is a 180 in terms of scheme. And I'm intrigued to see how that takes root, to see how Cade Bell kind of morphs this offense to fit this personnel. He did bring in some pieces from the portal and from Western Carolina. They've got some speed and talent. Ultimately, though, as you know, I mean, this comes down to the quarterback. And, you know, I've said this on Saturday mornings, you know, if Nate Yarnell remains the starting quarterback and plays well, this team will compete and it'll win ball games. Mm. They need that to happen. As intrigued and as enticing as Eli Holstein is as a prospect, Nate Yarnell, he went down to ACC Media Day. He's won games in a Pitt uniform. He has the respect of his teammates. He will be what takes this team to another level and helps them rebound. It ultimately will come down to scoring points, and with the way Cade Bell wants to operate, it's going to come down to his efficiency and completing the ball.
Why is an offense like Cade Bell's effective? Like, why do teams, like we saw Tennessee do that, we even was Todd Graham back in the day at Pitt. You know, these offenses that we've seen around college football, running plays fast, you know, getting on the ball, motion shifts, why are offenses like that and offensive coordinators so interested in running offenses like that? Why are they effective whenever they can be effective?
Well, I mean, in the college game and in the pro game to some degree, you know, defenses are much more, they're predicated on what an offense does. Personnel, you know, they base substitution based on the offense. So if you're able to communicate, get to the line of scrimmage, get set, either run a play or, you know, false cadence and get into a better play, you're speeding the defense up in their communication process. What I think is unique about Cade Bell's offense is more so than probably any other
up-tempo spread offense I've seen, is he will motion and shift. And that adds a layer to the communication, adds a layer to the identification on the defensive side on how you respond to that, how you're able to get and check in and out of a front or out of a blitz based on a change of strength or a change of, you know, the three receiver side or what have you. And then you add in, right, the spread components of football, which are you've got open lanes. So you give guys a chance to work with the ball in space. The quarterback becomes a part of the run game. You utilize the RPO, which is basically cheating. It really is. Mm-hmm. In college football, you see it called in the NFL. You know, you've got linemen blocking run. So if you're a linebacker and you're 4 yards away from me, I got a left tackle running at me trying to maul me, and the ball is getting thrown behind my head. You're stupid if you don't use it.
Right.
I mean, it's just too easy. So all those elements folded into one make this offense very multifaceted. I think the challenge becomes then, how quickly can your players retain it? Does it become automatic and muscle memory? And then obviously keeping it simple enough that you're able to retain that speed, because the speed is the one thing that makes it hard on defenses. You're able to lock in and limit what they do. So an offensive coordinator has a better chance to know, okay, I'm getting this coverage, I'm getting this front, you know, on a given play.
Are they going to use the helmet, the speaker in the helmet?
Yeah. Pat Narduzzi actually talked about it a little bit. You know, in the NFL, obviously, you know, you get in the huddle, you cover your ears, the quarterback's saying the play in the huddle, by and large. I think college teams will probably still signal,
mm-hmm.
and the coach-to-player communication will be really helpful on defense. But on offense, it'll be more like supplemental, like, hey, I'm thinking this, or hey, you know, look for, you know, if you get this coverage, here's our primary. The goal here is to take a shot.
Mm-hmm.
Or, hey, let's false cadence this and, you know, but I'm going to go fast and get to this. You know, it's going to be more additive and less like replacing signaling and the current operation.
Mm.
It could potentially be used by teams that huddle as a means to get rid of signals, so that signals, it's ironic that Jim Harbaugh is out of college football.
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, was this always in the works, or is it now just like, okay, we need to implement this because of the whole Stallion
thing? It's been kicked around. I think... candidly, I think there's, you know, some connectivity issues at certain stadiums that are older at the Power 4 level that they've resolved with Wi-Fi and otherwise. So it's been kicked around for a couple years. It isn't just a reactionary thing, but I think in some cases it'll reduce the signaling.
Mm-hmm.
But in most, it'll probably be coach talking to a quarterback or defense coordinator talking to a middle linebacker on, you know, adjustments or thoughts or kind of philosophy.
Would you like that?
Love it. Yeah. I mean,
as a player, like if you're a quarterback, would you want somebody in your ear telling you and kind of predetermining almost where you need to go with the ball?
Yes. I would. I would not predetermining. I would use it as, like, I always felt and I was taught as a quarterback that the more the coach and the coordinator and the quarterback can think alike,
mm-hmm.
the better chance you have for success. Because the coordinator's calling the play for a reason. You know, you're calling this run because you expect this front and that we want the ball to bend back in the backside A gap. We're calling this pass because we expect quarters coverage. The safety's going to bite on the in route. We're going to throw the post over the top. But it's always good to have reassurance,
uh-huh.
right? It's always good to have additional notes. Or if there's a new play called or we go back to a play we ran earlier, hey, let's think of this a little bit differently. And then that puts us on the same page so that my job as the quarterback is to execute and ultimately protect the play call if we don't get what we think we're going to get. So I would like that, but it's got to be, it can't be, it's not like red letter law.
Uh-huh.
Like, hey, we're throwing it here. Because you get to that, you get that robotic, you know, you can have problems.
Coming up next, there was an interesting video that was out there this weekend that I want to get Pat's thoughts about and kind of just roll into who he would want to do this with. And what types of questions that he would ask if he got the opportunity to do this with so-called person. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection. Dickerson, Bostic, Callis here with you on the Fan Morning Show. Pat, did you see Bryson DeChambeau and Donald Trump golfing together?
I did.
What did you think about it?
I thought it was great. I you know, Bryson's doing a lot of content and stuff that's... I think he's got 1.1 million subscribers.
Oh, really?
And like they're raising like $10,000 a birdie for charity and
nice.
Trying to break 50.
Yeah, I thought it was cool.
Trump is a pretty good golfer from what
he's got an orthodox takeaway, but yeah, like he gets through the ball good and putting strokes a little. I mean, makes putts apparently, but it was fun to watch, man. Like it was fun to see a different side. It's always fun to see, I think you see a different side of people when they're playing golf, and it was very conversational, and I hope there's more like that with Bryson.
Dead or alive, who's that one person that you would love to play 18 with?
Tiger Woods.
That's the one person.
Well, I mean, like,
but you could pick anybody, just because, like, I mean, it's not just about right, like playing golf, but it's about conversation. Like, you have 3.5 hours, 4 hours with one person to play 18 with.
Sheesh. Well, I mean, I say Tiger because, and I would actually qualify that and say like prime Tiger, like 2008 Tiger, 2006 Tiger, or like he's hitting the ball as good as he's ever hit it.
Mm-hmm.
That would be. To me, and plus I just would want to talk to him about what it's like to be him.
Yeah,
and right? Walk around and everybody know who you are. Like there's probably never been, you know, other than Michael Jordan, a one person more synonymous with the sport than Tiger Woods. Yeah, that would be the one.
Like, yeah, I do wonder, like the conversation off camera, what Bryson was having with Donald Trump. Like, if I were golfing with Donald Trump, I'd ask him a million questions.
Yeah, I think, I'm sure there were some things that were probably off limits too.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, what a great experience and platform. I mean, anybody. I'm trying to think who else would be interesting. I mean, you could go into world leaders and like Michael Jordan would be fantastic.
That's who mine was going to be.
Michael Jordan would be.
Smoke some cigars with him.
Oh, well, that would be awesome too.
Yeah, some cigars, pick his brain.
Yeah, I mean, dude, like there's so many that, like Bill Walsh, like that for me, like as a football nerd.
Yeah.
Like Bill Walsh, let's go talk football for 3.5 hours and play golf with Bill Walsh. That'd be sweet.
Arnold would be on my
Arnold
list.
Arnold Palmer would be.
No, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's the thunder.
Whoa.
That's outside the
Callis, he just threw me for a.
Kyle, who would you want to golf with? If you, I know that you're just now getting into golfing.
I can let me predict it. Craig Biggio.
Craig Biggio.
No more Garcia Parra.
He was great in MLB 14.
Biggio didn't play that long.
Oh my!
He was great in MLB 6.
There you go.
That's good.
Yeah, good. I never really thought about who I'd want to golf with because
you don't play golf.
I've never gone, so I don't know. I've never
thought
about it.
Okay, so take three and a half hours out of your day that you could just spend time with one person that is either living or deceased. Who would it be?
You're hosting like a podcast.
Yeah.
And you have to have one. You get to have one guest you can pick from anybody that you get to interview for 3 hours, long form.
Well, I'd pick Derek Jeter to start. He was one of my heroes as, you know, growing up. Mm-hmm. I watched him and admired him as an athlete.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else? That's it? Just Derek Jeter?
Maybe Andrew McCutchen, too. He's an interesting man. Very good at baseball. Revolutionized the Pirates last decade.
So just a baseball player. Nobody else outside of, like, sports?
Buddy Rich. He's a drummer.
Wow.
And he was one of the best drummers in history.
That's a really
good one. I'd spend time with him if we're talking about deceased, too. Babe Ruth, I guess we're talking about. I know that's baseball still, but yeah.
Clint Eastwood.
Oh, really? What would you ask him?
Just what it's like to be the most just
dominate
iconic,
decades.
Iconic movie star ever. And like he's got a golf course out in Monterey, California.
Oh.
And just be out there with him and just like that dude's a legend.
Yes.
And still kicking, man.
Like he's still rolling. Like
that's see, golf's interesting too, because you know, it does kind of limit the population a little bit. You know, not everyone plays golf. And you want to play with someone that appreciates the game because, you, like the Trump DeChambeau thing, they're talking about golf,
right?
Like the golf course,
right.
His golf course. That would be something that, like, I don't know if you know Terminator plays golf. You know, his swing might be a little bit compact.
It's not a tumor.
What about like Heath Ledger?
Yes. Oh man, that'd be interesting. That'd be very interesting.
It'd be.
I would like to, because I would like to see him as Heath Ledger and not just as a character. Like, that's kind of where I'm fascinated. Like, what are you like as a person?
Yep.
Like, Denzel Washington would be another one.
That would
like,
be
I
want to
see him as Denzel and not just all the characters that he has played and see if, like, he is that different. Like, I think I told you this, or maybe I don't know who I told, but Anthony Mackie was at the Pitt game because of the Bobby Greer movie that's going to be filmed. And I think that he's playing Bobby Greer. I would assume so. And it was funny because I remember Anthony Mackie as Tupac in Notorious.
Yep.
And I was standing next to him while I was on the sidelines during the Pitt game, and I heard him talking. He's like, you know what? This is a very nice stadium. Look at the structure of it. This, you know, I love the sport of football. This is great. And I'm like, what
that's not
the
you,
hell?
Man.
What the hell? I'm waiting for Tupac. So, like, that's where I would be so fascinated of actually who are these people and not the characters. Pretty interesting, huh?
I got a hilarious text. I have to read it.
Let's go.
This is not Fred Iritty, who's
– yep.
Really good. He used to tell Dorn I'd want to play with golf with Stormy Daniels.
Oh my gosh.
Come on, Fred.
Oh my gosh. Chris Farley.
Oh man.
Like somebody funny, maybe.
I was just thinking like Chris Farley or like Jack Nicholson.
Yes. Yes.
You know.
Michael Keaton would be one of mine.
Would be great.
Yes. Somebody funny would be fun for like the 3.5 hours, 4 hours of golf. Because they could just make
Bill
laugh.
Murray?
Bill Murray.
How about Bill Murray?
That's a good one. That's
or
a
like
fantastic
Chevy
one.
Chevy Chase.
Another one. Dan Aykroyd would be up there for me. Big fan of his. Eddie Murphy. Yep. This is good. I like it.
We've covered it all. Callis with the Buddy Rich one might take the cake.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Full House crew now that we're talking about actors. We just talked about that this morning.
Who wants to be a millionaire? Which one? Stamos or... Well, I always forget his name.
Dave Coulier.
Coulier. Which one?
John Stamos, because he's Greek.
Because he's good looking?
And I'm Greek. What?
You say because he's good looking?
No, he's Greek.
Good looking?
Greek.
That's why?
Yeah.
Oh, you think he's good looking?
I'm Greek, too.
Coming up next, we'll wrap up the show.
Greek.
50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the Dickerson. Callis here with you for a couple more minutes. Pat, did you see Sean Payton throw our guy Lucas Kuhrl underneath the bus yesterday?
I did. I saw your response to it as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's social media's biggest loser. Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. I've never liked Sean Payton. I never have. I think that he was a product of Drew Brees. I really do. And I don't. And I think as a head coach, he knows those situations. Why? And I get what he was saying. He's like, oh, you're going to say like Patrick Surtain and some of our starters didn't do well during OTAs. Like, no, that's not really the question. It was like who was standing out more, and he didn't have to really go that route, in my opinion.
Yeah, I've never liked his disposition. We'll find out if he's, you know, Bo Nix, right? I mean, it's going to be interesting. So, never been a huge fan, and I certainly don't want to see Lucas get railroaded like that. Not really necessary.
Fantex Line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. I want to give a big-time shout-out to my second son, Jet. It is his birthday today. He is turning 8 years old, or he did turn 8 years old today. And as I hold this phone up, that's how big he was whenever he was born. He was 4.2 pounds. And
4.2.
It's nugget, 2 months, man. 2 months premature, and he is crushing it. And I'm very proud of him, and he's 8 years old. I was saying earlier, it's crazy. You look at your kids, and you're like, how are you 8 years old already? Like, I just felt like you just got here, and today's his birthday. And as we look at our kids and as time goes by, we are getting older as well. So I told Crowley this yesterday, like, the older I get, the more emotional I get because we're all getting older, and the time is just moving so fast.
8 years old. That's awesome, man.
Yes.
And I've seen highlights of him playing sports, and, you know, Rochelle does a great job with the kids. Obviously, you're a busy guy. She's busy, too.
Yes.
But your boys take after their dad, man.
Yep.
It's pretty cool. But I didn't know he was 4.2 pounds. Our son Trey was early, too. He wasn't that little. But that's even more amazing because I'm sure those were some scary times.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure there were a lot of things, risks that were communicated to you. And to watch them get overcome, that's why you value every day.
Yes, sir.
That's why you value every day. But happy birthday, Jet.
Happy birthday, Jet. Pat, thank you so much.
You got it, man. Anytime.
We'll talk to you next week. Fan weather. Callis, actually, good job as well. I'll see you tomorrow. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's the Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet. Up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high of 81, low of 66, partly cloudy. Tomorrow, high of 82, low of 60. Clear weather. Up next, Starkey, Zeiss. We'll be back tomorrow. Peace.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl,
Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.